Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
Your books, your app, y'all know how to do it, right? So let's roll. We're going to be on page 854 today as we continue. We conclude this Listen to Him series, Luke 8:19, and we're going to be starting with verse 28. If you can and are able, I invite you to stand in honor and reverence of the reading of our gospel lesson today. This is the story of Palm Sunday. After he had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage in Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it, bring it here. If anyone asks why you are untying it, just say, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as it was told to them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. And as he was now approaching the path down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if they were silent, these stones would shout out.' As he came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'If you, even you, had recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemy will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon another. Because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So if we've started approaching Holy Week and we've been doing this study, Listen to Him. I've been praying that God would reveal to me a new and kind of a fresh way to look at Palm Sunday. Because if we're not careful, this Holy Week can just become another week, right? Same old Palm Sunday, same old Maundy Thursday. It was a joke. It was a really bad preacher joke. Because it sounds like you're saying Monday and Thursday, and it's confusing which one. Never mind. Same old Good Friday, same old pancakes, same old resurrection. But my prayer is going to be that this is going to be a week unlike any other we've ever experienced. That we will actually walk through Holy Week like it's our first time. Like we will walk through Holy Week like we were actually there with the disciples. So that's the way we're going to approach our text today. Will you join me in a brief prayer? Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you. You are our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. If you've ever been with children for any amount of time, you know there's a big difference in a need and a want. Right? How would you define a need? Somebody tell me how you would define a need. A necessity for something for survival. Something you gotta have, right? What about a want? Just something they want, right? Just something we hope for, something we wish we could have, something we'd like to enjoy. A desire. So today, those are the two words I want us to focus on. And when I looked up a brief definition, it said a need is something you have to have. A want is something you'd like to have. So I want to tell you something that is probably the most discouraging thing you've ever been told entering Holy Week. You, me, we are not needed. We are not needed. Verse 39 says, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." And he answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, even these stones would shout out praise." God doesn't need us. Jesus doesn't need us to be the Savior, and the Holy Spirit doesn't need us to carry resurrection power. So many times, I think we feel like we're needed. And it's a fine line to walk because you are needed in the life of this church. We need you to take your membership vows seriously. We need you to take your discipleship seriously because without you, we can't operate. But God doesn't need us so that he can be God. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the good news of the end of the story so you'll stop frowning. He doesn't need us, but he wants us. See, it's not something that he needs to be God, but it's something he desires. It's something he wants. So now you can smile again. And we'll hopefully make this a little clearer as we go. The Jewish people were excited because Jesus was coming to the holy city, and now his following is so large and so loud, he's going to be king. And they needed him to be king to benefit their lives. They needed him to do what they wanted him to do, and that was to overthrow the Roman Empire and set his people free. But what they didn't know is what they needed more than anything else in the world was for him to stay on the journey to the cross. Because it's only on Friday. We can't have Easter without Friday. That's why we have a Good Friday service every year. We can't have resurrection. There is no empty tomb without the cross. And so what they thought they needed was actually a want. They desired for Jesus to be king. What they needed was for him to get on the cross so there would be a connection and a path to go to be with God forever. I think most of us would admittedly say we need Jesus in our life. Is that fair? But I think most of us, if we really wanted to be honest with ourselves, we would have to admit that our actions actually show we want Jesus when it's convenient for us. And I'm speaking of me first. We desire Jesus. We want him. It's kind of like the candy at the... It ought to be a sin for companies to put candy at the cash register. Your children have finally stopped screaming, and then you stand there, and there's candy everywhere. And ours, I want. Too bad. It's what Stacy says. I buy it for him. For her. Yeah, let's just tell the truth, right? But again, there's a fine line because sometimes we call it both and. You see, I need to work out. I need to. Because I need to take better care of myself. I need to be healthier so I can have less medical problems and so I can live longer or at least give myself the opportunity to live longer. I need to do that. We need to take care of ourselves. However, we tend to be more successful when it becomes a want. There are some of you want to go work out because you know that you need it and it becomes a benefit and a blessing in your life. And then you start realizing the positive things that come from it and it actually becomes a want and you no longer see it as a need. See, I don't want to go jogging. Well, I'm not going today because it's raining. Even if it doesn't rain another drop, I don't want to get my socks wet. But let's just hypothetically say it's nice tomorrow. In my mind, If I go do it, it's punishment. I need to do it. I have to do it. It's a burden. It's an obligation. But there have been times in my life where I enjoyed running so much that I just wanted to go do it. And I didn't care if my socks got wet. I got the same benefits out of it, but my mentality was different. So I want to say to you today, what if our mentality became that we know we need Jesus, but we wanted him so much it was something that we just wanted to do? We wanted to spend time in prayer because we felt connected. We wanted to spend time in God's word because we feel, you know, enriched and full. We wanted to give of our time, our talent, and our treasure because we love seeing God move. We wanted to serve other people because we've got something they don't have and we want them to have what they will eventually need. And we want to be a good witness for Christ. There's a song out that's called So Will I, and it's by Hillsong United, and it speaks to this concept of creation singing praise to God, and it says, if the stars were made to worship, then so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, then so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, then so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, then so will I. And if the rocks cry out in silence, then so will I. And I think it's a humbling reminder for us as we enter this week that we remember God doesn't need us. But then we also remember that Jesus wants us. That Jesus wants you, and we know that he wants you. We know that he wants us. And we see it in our Palm Sunday text today, because as he's walking and he sees the holy city of Jerusalem, what does he do? Look around verse 41 to 44, those of you that are there. He begins to what? Weep. That's not crying, right? Weeping is a deep, intimate, personal pain that just is uncontrollable. And he looks at the holy city and he essentially says, if you only knew what I wanted to give you. If you only knew what I had. If you only knew who I was. And then he tells them, because they didn't, it's going to be taken from them. Now, there are some of you in here, if not you, there's somebody in your family who struggles with the same thought that I have from time to time. And that's that there's no way on this earth that Jesus wants me. Because see, I know me better than you know me. I know me better than my wife knows me. I know me better than my sisters know me. I know me better than my parents know me. Y'all get the point? And sometimes it's hard because I know myself so well, it's hard for me to think that Jesus wants me. It's hard for me to understand that he would actually want, desire Andrew. And that feeling's valid, but it's also a lie. And I think in our faith, sometimes we have to call things what they are. And when we feel that sense of guilt and shame, we have to call it what it is. It's a lie from the enemy to keep us from being in relationship with Christ. Because we are wanted. Because when Jesus prayed in the garden, he shed blood. And we had a great conversation in Sunday school this morning with the young adults and on how much did Jesus know was going to happen? Like, had he already seen the end of this movie? Y'all ever think about stuff like that? Like, does he really know how bad it's going to be? And we kind of came to the conclusion that we don't know, first, because we're not God. But two, he had to know something because he's bleeding out of agony. But he goes through it anyway. Because he wanted us. and he knew we needed it. You see, God doesn't need us, but he wants us. Jesus wants us because he knows we need him. Does that make sense? There's another song out by 10th Avenue North, and it says, God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me, and somehow that frees me to open my hands up and give you control. I just think that's beautiful. I think it's beautiful that God doesn't need us. But how many of you have ever been out early in the morning? Like hunting, fishing, coming to that prayer thing preacher makes us do. When the sun comes up, it doesn't make any noise, but it declares the glory of God. When the moon comes up, we don't hear it. But man, those stars, they declare the glory of God. The birds that chirp when you're sitting in the woods early in the morning, I think they're singing praises to God. I think the beauty of the laughter of children declares the glory of God. I believe when we gather to worship and we laugh and we sing and we cry, without even saying the words, we declare the glory of God. And this Holy Week, I think we need to remember that while that's what God wants, that if his people will remain silent, then all of creation will still declare his glory. But how dare we stay silent? Amen? He's done too many things for us. He's done too much in our lives. And so if creation's going to declare his glory, then so shall we. That's who we're going to be. This Holy Week, we're going to treat it like it's new. Some of you already got a weird text. You wondered what I had in my coffee this morning. So it comes across, have you heard? And everybody's like, oh no, what happened? Jesus is coming into town today. Rumors are spreading that he will become king finally. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Now some of you are trying to figure out, why didn't I get that? It's because for the last 2 years you've not signed up for automated text messages. Please do so. But I'm going to send one out very similar throughout every day this week to give us a mentality for that day. Because the disciples that went into Jerusalem with him didn't know Sunday was coming. We do. And I think we lose the power of this week because we know Sunday's coming. Because on Friday, we ought to be broken that our Savior's gone. And on Saturday, we ought to feel hopeless because he's in the tomb. Not because we don't know the end of the story, but because it brings extra power to Sunday. God does not need us, but man, he wants us. And I think I'd much rather be wanted by the King of the world. Because if he needed me, he wouldn't be a king at all. Amen?
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.